Emma was playing in her backyard on a sunny Saturday morning. She loved pretending to be an explorer searching for hidden treasures. But today, something felt missing. "Mom," Emma said as she walked into the kitchen, "what does it mean to live your best life?" Her mom smiled and pulled a Bible off the shelf. "That's a great question, Emma. Living your best life doesn't mean having the most toys or going on big adventures. It's about following God's plan for you." Emma tilted her head. "God has a plan for me?" "Yes," her mom said, "and it's a good plan. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah 20:11 that God knows the plans he has for us, plans to give us hope and a future." Later that day, Emma went to the park. She saw her friend Jake sitting on the swings, looking sad. "What's wrong, Jake?" Emma asked. Jake shrugged. "I don't think I'm good at anything. My soccer team lost again, and I feel like I'll never be as good as the other kids." Emma thought for a moment and then said, "Jake, my mom told me something amazing today. God has a special plan for each of us. He made you for a reason, and he loves you so much." Jake looked up. "Really?" "Really," Emma said. "And when we follow Jesus and trust him, we can live our best lives, even when things are hard." That night, Emma prayed before bed. "Jesus, thank you for loving me and having a plan for my life. Help me to trust you and follow you every day. Amen." The next morning at church, Emma told her Sunday school teacher about her talk with Jake. "That was such a kind thing to do," her teacher said. "God used you to remind Jake of his love. When we trust Jesus, he helps us share his love with others. That's living your best life." Moral of the story: living your best life doesn't mean having the most or being the best at everything. It means trusting Jesus, following God's plan, and sharing his love with others. When we invite Jesus into our hearts and let him guide us, we find joy, peace, and purpose no matter what happens. That's the life God wants for you. Question and invitation: do you want to live your best life by trusting Jesus and following him? You can invite Jesus into your heart today by saying, "Jesus, I believe you love me and have a plan for my life. I want to follow you. Please come into my heart." If you made this decision, tell your parent or teacher at church so they can help you grow in your faith.